Hello, spiritual junkies. So I want to explain what's going on with me and the energies of what's in the air right now. There's a crisscrossing of masculine and feminine energy. I am experiencing it right now. There is some kind of masculine energy inside of me right now that is not my own masculine energy. And it is, I hate using the word good and bad because that attaches too much of a negative vibe to it and gives it growth and consciousness, and that is not what I'm wanting to do. So I'm going to describe it as a third dimensional masculine energy that is inside of me right now. And it has been 3 days now that this has been happening to me. And my process, my spiritual process inside of me, there's a process of everything that I do. And first, I wanted to know if it is its own entity, like somebody dead, an old ancestor, somebody coming through to me, or somebody just visiting. And that is definitely not it. This does not have a name attached to it. Or even a soul, I guess I should say. So it's definitely not that, because I know how to get rid of that and purge that. And then I say, okay, is this a lesson that I need to be taught? Am I being taught a lesson right now? Is this something that I can learn from? Well, we learn from every experience in life. So there's definitely a lesson to be learned, but it's not a lesson that is taught from a soul guide, a spirit guide, or an ancestor, or God. So it's not that. The next question I ask is this a collective feeling? Because, you know, we're all empaths here. Is this something that the collective is going through? And that is the only answer that I have so far that is definitely a collective experience of what's in the air. So then I go, okay, is this personal to me? Is this relatable to me personally? And it is not, even though there are bits and pieces that I can pull from this to learn, but it is not that. This is definitely a collective feeling of what is going on in the world as of right now, as of the stars in the sky and what's being aligned right now. And it's what I can decipher as a crisscrossing of masculine and feminine energy. It is not a masculine versus feminine energy. It is not a battle. It is more of a blending of feminine and masculine energy. So that blending, a blending of the masculine and feminine energy that shouldn't be blended. That's the point. Like, everybody has masculine and feminine inside of them. But if you are born as a female into this world, you naturally have that feminine energy inside of you. And then same goes for the masculine. So throughout your life and your existence, you learn how to recognize your own feminine and your own masculine energy, and it's how it's unique to you and how unique to your own blueprint. And when you have what's going on with me right now, a masculine inside of you that is not yours, and it's not a lesson or it's not an ancestor, there's no link to you. It's very confusing. I don't like it. And like I said, it's not a battle. Like, there is no battle going on, because the only battle is inside of you. So if there was a battle going on, it would be my own feminine battling my own masculine. And we are supreme beings. No entity can take control over you. You have the final power at the end of the day. You have that final power to control anything that's inside of you. Sometimes it takes time and a lot of strength to overcome that, or even to learn it, and even age. You know, the older you are, the more you understand and can fight those demons inside of you. But if when you have one that's not inside of you, that's not of you, and it's not a battle, and it's not, like I said, a lesson, this falls down to nothing but empathy. When you're feeling that collective and you know it's not you and you've been through the process of elimination and it comes down to just collective energy, it's an empathy lesson. You have to learn to feel how another person that's not like you feels. So in this case, this masculine entity or energy or third dimensional feeling and emotion of what's going on inside of me right now is I'm having empathy for the masculine energy, the men out there, and what it's like to be a man in this world. And it's unknown to me. It's foreign to me. I'm a female. I don't know what it's like to have insecurities as a man. I couldn't even imagine it. Women are known and meant to have insecurities. It's been put in us and ingrained in us for as long as Eve bit that apple. And with that, since it's known and popular, it's deemed okay. Oh, she's just, you know, being insecure, or oh, it's her time of the month, or whatever they want to say, whatever society wants to play it off as. So we kind of got like the good hand here when it comes to insecurity. But what I've been feeling for 3 days is a masculine insecurity, and I do not like it. It's not for me. And I feel so bad for the men who feel insecure, especially the men who feel insecure and they don't know what to do about it. Emotional intelligence as a man is what is happening in the world right now. They are confused. Most of them have never been taught how to purge. Most of them have never been taught how to talk to negative energies, or most of them never been taught how to smudge, or whatever process people do, whatever spiritual process people do to work through these emotions. Most men, the majority of men, are not taught this. I mean, you know, a lot of Hinduism and Native American men, you know, a lot of religions, they're more of the, they don't discriminate on the masculine and feminine as much. But for the majority of the masculine men, they aren't taught that emotional awareness and intuitiveness that they have, that we all are born with. Females aren't the only ones who are intuitive. Men are just as intuitive as we are. Exactly the same. They say, oh, because women have babies, they have more intuition. No, 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 no. We are exactly the same. We have the same level of intuition, the same level of empath abilities. We have the same level of instinct as men do. It's all the same. There is no difference. We're told that there is a difference, and there really is not a difference. And that is what I'm feeling right now, that insecurity of being a man. Men feel that they're too fat. Men feel that they're not strong enough. Men feel like they can't provide enough. Men feel like they want to cry, but they can't because it's not allowed. Or men don't talk to other men like women do. Like, there's so many insecurities of masculine energy that I'm going to be honest, I want nothing to do with it, because these last 3 days for me have not, it's not me. It's not fun. I don't like it. So the only way for me to purge this is to get it out there to somebody. That's pretty much what I'm doing right now. I have to get it out there to somebody so somebody can listen to this and just vibe off it, feel off it, experience it, acknowledge it. I don't care what you do with this podcast. Just know that it's what's in the air right now. So, like I said, it's a crisscross. It's not a battle. inside of you. It's a crisscross. So when you have that crisscrossing of the masculine and feminine, like when you crisscross, you have that point when you're crisscrossing. That one point is that blending point, and that's where the confusion comes. And if you're a guy and you're feeling a feminine energy inside of you, that's where some people may get confused. Like, oh, I'm feeling a little feminine. Am I feminine? No, you're just feeling empathy towards the feminine. That's all it is. It's empathy. It's not your feminine inside of you. It's empathy for us as females. And the biggest lesson about empathy is that it's not, you're not supposed to experience it. You're not supposed to say, hey, that happened to me. That's not empathy. Empathy is you having that compassion for another individual of an experience that you really don't know anything about. And that is an outer body experience. That is a unsure feeling. That is a something that needs to be taught to so many individuals. And I'm feeling it right now for the masculine energy right now. And I want to thank whatever listeners are listening to this, because I, right this second, feel so much better. It's been a 3 days of hell for me. I didn't like this. I feel so much better because I just had to get it out there. I don't even know. I guess I'm going to call this crisscrossing, because don't get confused. If you're a man and you feel what I'm feeling, but it's the feminine energy that you're feeling that's unknown to you, that's just a lesson in empathy for us females, because you're not going to naturally know what that feels like. Just like we're not going to naturally know what it feels like to be a masculine in this life, in this specific life. We're not talking about past lives. We're talking about in this life, right here, right now. Who I am right now, I am a female. Who I am right now is I am supposed to be creating and doing all these different things, being a mom, you know, like whatever it is that I'm personally supposed to be doing. I do that every day naturally, and I love it and I own it. I want nothing to do with this masculine energy that is not of me, but I do want you guys to know that I feel you and I'm sorry and I love y'all. And hopefully maybe eventually I could help you guys, but I'm here on this earth to help females in their feminine, balance their own feminine and masculine energy inside a female body. So I love all you guys. I love anybody who listens to this. And just know that I am not crazy. I am a spiritual junkie. And I do not need help. Thank you.